Okay, so this is Dame, and you are now listening to episode 47 of the Wait Till You Hear This podcast. I'm alone. I'm not joined by any of my co-hosts. So here's the deal. We had an episode chock full of content. I think I had maybe like 4 or 5 hours worth of content to edit down into the roughly 2:30 that I try to make sure I provide to y'all each and every week. Well, we provide to y'all each and every week, pardon me. And the files got corrupted. So, yeah, we don't have that content anymore, unfortunately. But we always make sure we have something on standby just in case we don't get a chance to maybe record for a week, if anything happens. And that's why we're about to give y'all what we would consider a blooper slash side convos episode. This is content that didn't make shows. Sometimes we have conversations before we start segments, and this is what you're about to hear. There's also a really good Klay Thompson versus Steph Curry argument between me and Ricky towards the end. So y'all tune in, and hopefully y'all enjoy. And we'll be here to get up with y'all next week. Holla at me.
Okay, and then last question. Hey, coach, are you okay with the White Power Ranger having white power?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I'm not gonna cancel the White Power Ranger. Come on, man. Come
I just had to ask, but all
on.
right,
Then,
he didn't ask you that for that, coach. He did not ask you that for
actually,
that.
Dame, I've been asking people that longer than I have asked you because it's just always been funny to me. Because
But I
like,
did
oh.
notice, but I did notice once upon a time there was an Asian Ranger and there was a Black Ranger and there was the and they was black and yellow, and then they just kind of flipped them shits out of nowhere one time. So I did notice that. So
Yep, she passed, bro.
Yeah, she died on a bridge in a car accident.
Yeah,
Really?
she passed, bro.
She's an activist.
Yeah, I'm happy this didn't make the show, nigga. They would have been like, "Oh, you coming at a dead lady."
Fuck it, cancel me, nigga. They did that shit. It's real, nigga.
How you gonna say we came after a dead lady when we just explained the situation? Man, fuck this audience, like straight up.
Put this shit in there, nigga. They flipped that shit.
Actually, coach, if you never said anything, I honestly didn't notice that Aisha became the Yellow Ranger and Adam became the Black Ranger. And that nigga's special ninja power was a frog.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that's about, but
They
I just had to
flipped
let y'all
that
know that.
100%. Whatever.
All right, so I'm gonna give y'all a 10 second.
It was a
well, a
black
5 second
it was a black Yellow Ranger. It was a black Yellow
Yeah,
Ranger.
Aisha. That was the girl.
Aisha in the movie, yeah. No. Yeah.
She had a fat ass booty too. She was nice. But that's beside the point.
Play 20 years.
And by a, I don't know if you know, bro. You ever heard Adrian Peterson talk?
Yeah, he can't talk for shit. He like
It's a
stutters,
lot
right?
of, it's a lot of on
Yeah,
that
he
shit.
stutter.
Hey, I'm trying to say something without saying something. It's a lot of. Right, man. Moving on before we get canceled in this bitch.
Right.
Moving
Yeah. It took me a
The
minute to get.
NBA. The NBA playoffs.
We're gonna tell you about the
Okay, so
2012 one of these days.
listen, just for old time's sake,
you can kiss my ass, bitch, but don't put your tongue in
right. So
Don't you find it crazy that Duncan Robinson's name has dunk in it, but he shoots threes? Weed head moments.
yeah, okay. If you saw the way I put my hands on my hands, started working my shoulders.
Bro, don't ever tell me if I would have saw you put your hand
Hey,
on
I'm
your hip.
cutting. Hey, I said knees, nigga, but hey, I just need you to know.
Bro. Oh no,
Ricky,
that's
Ricky,
even worse,
Ricky, I
bro.
also
I don't need
Ricky,
that.
I also want you to know that I'm cutting all this shit out too, nigga. What is you talking about, nigga? You're not
Bro,
about to be.
my
You're not
nigga
about
Dan
to
was like,
be.
I put my
How the
hand
fuck?
on
You're
my
not about to
knees.
be embarrassing me on the podcast every 5 seconds, nigga. What is you talking about, nigga?
My nigga Dave said, "You should have seen how I put my hands on my knees and said, take off, you fucking nasty son of a bitch.
Fuck you, nigga.
Dave, you get the Terry Crews Award. You get the Terry Crews Award, you dirty, nasty motherfucker.
Fuck you,
Oh,
nigga.
okay, I gotta delete the Migos out my phone.
Man, fuck you, man. I don't got nothing. Fuck that. Fuck you, nigga.
Oh, it went from a marriage to you putting your hands on your knees, bro.
Bro,
Fuck
stop saying that.
that.
Stop
Oh,
saying that
this
shit,
divorce.
bro. Knock your ass out, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
I hope this
Shut
shit
the fuck.
gets,
Shut the
you
fuck.
never say
Shut the
nothing
fuck
like
up.
that
Shut the fuck
again.
up, nigga. I knock your ass out, nigga. Shut up, nigga.
Nigga, you got to jump off a chair to get to my chair. Fuck what? You, you little short bitch. Fuck.
You gotta do something, you bitch ass nigga. You gonna talk to me like that. Come on.
I'm put... Why? So you can try to grab my knees?
Oh my God, bro. This shit ain't making this shit ain't making the podcast, bro. It's not, bro. I'm editing this shit out, bro.
Shit, the corona's coming. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh shit.
Yeah, fuck all that. Nigga, you a wild boy.
I didn't do shit, nigga.
Things are wild.
I didn't do
boy.
Nothing.
Things
nigga.
Are what wild boy.
Fuck you, man. Since we on the topic of some wild shit. Andrew Gillum came out as bisexual, bro.
Shit, why are you bringing that up?
I mean, listen. That,
put your hands on your hands. I'm sorry. You threw me the law, but I had to take it.
I am cutting all, nigga. I am not going to be embarrassed on my own platform, nigga. No, nigga, we're not about to paint the narrative of me being like that on this podcast. No, nigga, no.
Why? What's wrong with being like that, nigga?
I'm not about to come out.
Joe coming out next year, Randy.
Fuck you, man. Shut up, nigga. I'm not doing this shit with you. Andrew,
look, man. If you want to come,
listen.
If you want to come,
we got shit to talk about, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up and let us get to the topic, nigga. I'm not fucking playing with you, nigga. You gonna keep on fucking messing with me, nigga? Fuck you, nigga.
Oh, you want to? You wanted them aggressive. You wanted them aggressive.
You wanted to call me a punk. You wanted to call me a punk. You was like, you wanted them aggressive, bro. Hey, pause. Fuck you, Raymond Felton, you bitch ass nigga. You wombat head ass nigga. Fuck you, motherfucker. For all the games that you caused Carmelo Anthony to lose, you bitch. If I ever see Raymond Felton on the street, it's hands, immediate hands. I'm beating the shit out of you on sight, nigga. You and Martell Webster. Martell Webster always want to make a fucking corner three out of the blue against Carmelo Anthony. When you don't have nothing to do with the game, the whole fucking game, you make a clutch corner three. You dumb motherfucker. Fuck both of y'all niggas. Carry on, Rick.
All right, first and foremost, those are the views of Damian Williams. I don't know about you, Dame, but I hope you got a bulletproof vest because that nigga Raymond Felton is a shooter. And I'm not talking about on the court. I don't know if you remember that nigga had the pistol and he was dealing with his wife. You think you can run up with him on hands? You could get your dumb ass shot. So wear a vest
So basically what it sounded like you said to me was that this nigga was playing with guns around a woman.
Yeah, he was getting on the storyline.
Oh, he a pussy.
He a pussy, but a pussy still shoot. Don't forget that.
Nigga pull out that weapon on the woman, he ain't really trying to do all that. Man. He a pussy.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah. When that nigga pull that weapon out on you, you're going to be like, oh,
Well, Ricky, if he's such a real man, why the fuck he let Jared Jack and Kimber Walker fuck over him for all those years, nigga? Let's talk about that, nigga.
I'm not here to talk about that. I'm talking about the fraudulent allegations that was held against poor T.I. So what? the nigga Ryan Felton or whatever the fuck his name. I can't even remember his name now. My bad, dog. No, I care for your life. Raymond Felton gonna shoot you. You ready for that?
Raymond Felton, you a slut, nigga. Fuck you. Carry on, Rick.
Nah, nigga, now I gotta get a motherfucking flower arrangement some shit ready because you're gonna run up on Raymond Felton and they gonna shoot your ass. We're gonna have some rest in peace t-shirts ready for you and they're gonna be horrible.
Hey, Rick. If I die, I'm immortal. If I die, I'm immortalized. I'm Tupac. If I live, I'm 50 Cent.
No. if you die, that nigga Bay is gonna take over your spot on the show. And we ain't gonna get no ratings. and if you live, you're gonna be paranoid and shit. And I'm gonna have to get you a pistol. Actually, I need to get you a pistol. You live in New Orleans. It's dangerous there.
And that's all for the football prediction. So, and that's a wrap, man. So this has been episode 15 of the Wait Till You Hear This podcast. I want to give a super big shout out to my nigga Ricky for tolerating me this episode because I was not on my game. If this shit come out like trash, Rick, it's my fault, dog. I'm gonna let you know it is my fault because I've been fucked up this whole time, nigga. I've been on here falling asleep this whole fucking episode. But I'm a gangster though, nigga. I ain't said shit.
Yeah,
nigga.
We got through it.
I got
all
through it.
All that matters is we got through this.
I'm a fucking gangster, this. Nigga. Yo, Ricky, when I tell you, bro, and I'm we can do another closing, but Ricky, bro, I've been fighting to get this shit done, bro. Because you know why? You know why I'm fighting to get it done? Because I want to be able to go to sleep and wake up and hurry up and edit this shit and put it out. Instead of me telling you, yeah, Rick, I can't record right now, man. And then we gotta do it another time. And then I gotta worry. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck all that, man. Let's get this shit over with so I can edit when I wake up, nigga. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Just next time, just let me know. Hey, I'm fucking tired. Then we can push through it versus me trying to drag shit out for comedy reasons and all that. If I would have known that, I would approach this a whole lot differently.
And that's probably what happened. Cause like when you was going through these fucking games, I was like, this nigga is giving the longest analysis ever, nigga. God damn, nigga. But you're right, I should have said something. A bunch of different things. Huh?
No, I'm talking about me ahead.
What you mean?
Like a wire, you know, the outlet to go to the box.
No. You ain't watching the game? The game is on. Do you know I put my hand up and that nigga still ran, drove through the stop sign?
Man, that nigga don't respect your authority. That nigga said, fuck you. That nigga said,
were you on the gas?
You talking about sports? I'm talking about sports. Nigga, did you see that thought?
I put my hand up. That nigga politely walked through that shit, nigga. That nigga said, I'm going through this stop sign, nigga. I got somewhere to be.
That nigga was ludicrous. He said, move, bitch, get out the way. I got this message for you. Are you watching the game?
But yeah, that's the pause. I'm just gonna take a pause so I can see it when I'm editing it. So he's gonna pause right here.
Whoever that is up there to get her money, she sounds like she got the pistol. Where's my shit?
Oh my god, bro.
You need voter to stop sign. They ain't respecting you at all, girl. They running through both ways. Fuck this stop sign.
Oh my god, boy.
They ain't got T-bone. That nigga was standing out there with the traffic light signal on with the little coat. Like, oh, the kids man. Need to cross. They were like, fuck the kids. That's funny, though.
I ain't got nothing for that.
I'm not going to lie. I'm the complete opposite. When I go to the movies, I'm not one of those people that can get super, like, submerged into something. I won't even say it's lack of imagination because I got a wild-ass imagination, but when I go see those things, since I know they're not real, I can't get into them. So I'll go see a horror movie. My girlfriend hates that shit. We'll go see movies or whatever that are scary movies in the movie theater. She's screaming and all this shit. And I don't flinch. I'm just staring at it. I'm like, God, will this shit please? Or I'll go to sleep. Like, I'm notorious for that. I'll go to sleep in the movie theaters. Unless it's like some comedy shit or some action shit. And some of those I'll go to sleep. Like, I've been to sleep to, who was the last guy to play James Bond?
Fucking,
that nigga. Him. My homeboy, when I used to live out in Cali, he loved James Bond, and he was always dragging me to go see James Bond movies with him because he didn't want to go to movies by himself. So I'm like, whatever, nigga, let's go. That nigga said the movie would start, and I would always pass the fuck out. By the time the movie ended, I'd wake up right in time. I did that to all the Jason Bourne movies, and I did that to all of the James Bond movies.
You know, it's crazy how some films do that to you. So I don't like the whole fantasy shit with the Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and all that shit. Yo, Cardo, that's some of the most boring shit in the world to me. Like, I tried to watch when The Hobbit came out.
That's right, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is different in the fact of, I feel like, one, I grew up with Harry Potter. Like, Harry Potter, like, you know what I'm saying? That was like my childhood. It was like a kid movie, you know, expedition type deal. Whereas this Hobbit shit, it's like, these niggas is like talking for like 30 minutes. The movies are long as shit. These niggas having this kind of, I fell asleep on that. I tried to watch The Hobbit when it came out. I fell asleep on that shit like a cool 3 times trying to watch that shit, bro. I was like, yo, bro, it's not gonna happen, bro. This ain't for me. The Lord of the Rings, Smeagol and all that shit, like, it's cool. Maybe if they cut out all of the exposition and all of the shit that lead up to the shit and just get to the shit, I'll fuck with it. But all that extra shit, I don't care about them niggas enough, bro. I just don't. I love Harry Potter, though. why are you saying I do love Harry Potter?
I don't see what the difference is.
I feel like they are different movies, and like one is like a fantasy expedition movie, and like Harry Potter is centered on one character and his narrative of like the whole like the boy who lived thing and him dealing with fighting the evil Voldemort nigga or whatever. And it's like a kid, and it kind of gradually, it starts out very, very like PG and innocent with some kind of like scary elements to it. And it gradually builds to like, yo, niggas can die. Like anybody could die, get clapped tomorrow type deal. I just feel like they're completely different genres of film. That's
you're like Wong,
in my
huh?
opinion. Who?
That's just it. You like wands, huh? They got the little wands. You into the wands.
What the fuck is a wand, nigga? That sound like some shit I'm not supposed to like.
Nigga, a wand. You don't know what the fuck a wand is? That's what the nigga
be having. Oh, a wand. A wand. Nigga, I thought you was saying like a Mexican wand.
Oh, my Lord. The views and expressions of this nigga do not reflect me and vice versa. Listen, what the fuck? So when I say Harry Potter and wand, you picture Harry holding a Mexican in his hand going, whatever the fuck they say to do magic? Like, yeah, nigga, I see why you don't watch scary movies. Your imagination, wow, this nigga pictures.
You know, I'm gonna tell you what stopped me from watching horror movies at probably like the age of like 6 or 7, and then we can move on. Scream, the first Scream came out, and yeah, I wasn't supposed to be watching that shit. Like, I just wasn't supposed to be watching that shit. Like, I had no business being, whatever age I was at when Scream came out, I had no business being in the room with them niggas when they was watching that shit. And this shit came out in 96, so I was 4. And that was it.
I guess I can see how that was scary.
This shit starts off with Drew Barrymore is like on the phone and like she talking.
Yeah, and dude kills her. She does the running through the.
But before he killed her, he killed her boyfriend on the porch by cutting his fucking stomach open. It was over with after that, Ricky. I was done. I was like, oh no, I don't ever want to watch shit like this ever again in my fucking life. 4 years,
nigga, you be watching. You be watching the Chicago Hood Beefs, nigga. You better start watching
shit. That's different.
How you watch Scream, but you can sit there and look at Chief Keefe and all, I'll smoke your homie with
that. That's not the same, nigga. Wow. That is not the.
Nah, nigga, that is a horrible comparison, nigga. You are scared of white people with knives.
I was a fucking baby seeing a nigga get his fucking stomach cut open, nigga. The fuck are you talking? Nigga, that is
gently raised you, nigga.
I am from New Orleans East.
How you from gently?
I actually was low key raised in the Park Britney apartments, to be honest with you. That's a whole different story.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Whoever listened to this and they from where I'm from, they know, because Park Britney don't even exist no more. Like it.
What, gently?
Nah, Gentilly is somewhere else in the city, bro. That's more like. Gentilly is Gentilly, like, you know, Gentilly's probably like.
That shit just sounds so soft. I'm sorry. It's gonna make me laugh every time.
Why is Gentilly so funny?
That's just funny to me. Everybody else laughed at the shit.
They laughed because you laughed.
Oh, yeah, nigga, now I got the power to make niggas
you
laugh.
Made it a comical. You made it a comical thing, so they laughed.
Dang, if you was me and I was you and I told you I was from Gently, you would laugh at me.
No, I wouldn't, no. Because you thought the shit was pronounced gently. Gently, like gently.
That shit is
gently. Gently. It's pronounced Gentilly. It's like Gentilly.
Yes, he gently.
No, nigga, Gentilly. Hey, what the fuck you want to talk about, man? We gotta fucking show you, nigga. You cannot
make the word gently sound tough. I don't care how much. Nah, nigga, it's gin. You can't put a whole bunch of.
See, that's the thing. Gin. I'm an English guy, right? And I know phonetic.
Nah, nigga, you're You're from Africa. Shut this shit up. You are not English, dude.
I'm from Africa.
Where?
What part?
Nigga, you tell me.
You the one who told me I was from Africa, so how the fuck you gonna ask me to tell you what part?
You the one who told me you was from Africa. You and Bayo always going, shout out to my Africa.
I never said that shit ever in my life.
Hey, my nigga, this just means there's hope for Dak Prescott. What the fuck you want me to do? Like, you don't need more
players. I think he was jumping off the ropes and go for it, bro. What the fuck?
But nah, yeah. Kayvon Nerick lost his foot in a motorcycle accident. He lost his
foot. That's fucked up.
But he was still wrestling though. But he couldn't. I think the reason why he eventually did that to himself is because he couldn't do what he used to do. Like, you know, he wasn't as, and like his brothers had committed suicide. Like, I think one of them died in Japan. Like, and they don't know exactly what happened to him. But like, he didn't commit suicide or anything, but he passed away in his sleep, I think. And two of the other ones committed suicide. We was talking about.
I'm not trying to be mean, but what the fuck's the point of this story? Oh no, I thought you was like tying it into something. I wasn't even trying to be like an asshole. I got confused. Because I kept just thinking about
yeah,
like,
please. Those yeah, things I'm thinking about.
That's not your point. What I was thinking about.
I mean, we can edit it out. We'll say what you was about to say.
Well, how this nigga get in the ring with like no foot? He knocking niggas out, and he just got up one day. He was just like, you know, I don't think I want to do this no more because it's not right. It's scripted. Like, didn't they have one dude who didn't have a leg who used to do
the podcast?
It was like a little
funny. This nigga Ricky, you crazy as fuck, boy. You,
how am I crazy? There was a dude who had he used to take his prosthetic leg off and he used to do moonsaults and wrestling. I remember that shit.
I'm gonna talk to you like you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So, you are correct. That dude did exist, but he existed as like a joke. He existed inside the WWE as a joke. So they allowed him to be there, and then eventually they let Brock Lesnar beat the shit out of him, and you ain't seen him no more. The difference between him and Kerry Von Erich was a serious wrestler. So Kerry Von Erich was like 6'2 and thought to be like the heir to the Von Erich throne, pretty much. And then he fucked his foot up and like it was over with after that.
Yeah.
So like when he came to WWF at the time, Vince McMahon made him change his name because they didn't want him to ride off of the Von Erich name. And so he made him call himself Texas Tornado instead of Kerry Von Erich. And like it was basically him like shedding himself from his entire image. And then you go to that company and you're not being booked the same way and shit like that. And two of your brothers have already killed themselves, and now you're down on yourself because you are not as mobile as you used to be, because unbeknownst to the fucking audience, and like Ricky, I just told you didn't even know that nigga didn't have a whole foot. So he's out there wrestling without a whole foot, bro.
But he was dope. He used to win.
Yeah, I remember him. He was nice. One finger four, though. That would have been open.
Keep going. He was a dope. He was dope.
What ankle lock? That's a wrap.
You could have fucked Kurt Angle on that one. Nope. Kurt Angle. Well, you can't. You don't have no ankle to lock on to because you got to push the foot. And he ain't got that. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, they could have worked that, because remember when Kurt Angle grabbed Shawn Michaels and he turned his whole, like, shit around? Or was it Triple H who did it in a promo? They were fucking with Kurt Angle, telling them about how the ankle locker would work on him, and he spun Shawn Michaels' whole ankle around. And he was like, see, it doesn't work on me. Like, it's wrestling. They do gimmicks and stuff. They could have made that shit work. Like, it's sad that they didn't try to do something. That's really what I'm on.
We don't talk about wrestling. I don't understand why this shit at all. But one day, I don't know if maybe we'll have somebody on that like does the wrestling shit as deeply as I do. But we can have a whole not a whole episode, but we can have like an in-depth conversation about just how fucked up the wrestling industry
is. Yeah, I know about the wrestling. I know about the wrestling industry before after like 2005. I don't know nothing.
I'm also talking about how Vince McMahon be fucking over.
Oh yeah, Vince McMahon is a piece of shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
But most billionaires are pieces of shit.
Like we said, Vince fucked over Bret Hart. He fucked him over.
Yeah, he did Bret Hart dirty though. He did Bret Hart super dirty.
He fucked over Bret, but he's fucked over many people.
Many people.
They said CM Punk his termination papers on his wedding day. Like, on his wedding day.
But was he and Punk wilding, though? Wasn't he wilding? Mm-hmm. Wasn't he doing, like, no, crazy shit?
Like, we can talk about it another time.
Oh, okay.
This shit is going long enough, and it's fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. But, matter of fact, we can just talk about that shit, you know, outside of the shit. But, like, they fucked over CM Punk, bro. They fucked over CM Punk. Like, it's a situation where how WWE works and WWF in general. And I had to take myself out of my fan mind and just put it into the perspective of, if you a person that's writing a story, right? So let's say, for instance, because it's not wrestling is predetermined, like we all say.
Right.
Wrestling is not a real sport. Like, in a real sport, the best players are going to be the best players in that sport because they are the best players. Right. They're the best athletes. They got the best jump shots. They run the best. They throw the best, what have you. The best players in wrestling, Vince McMahon decides who's going to be the featured performer, regardless of who the fans get behind. So it don't matter. It don't matter who the fans like. If Vince McMahon said this is the person, that's going to be the person. So with that, you see a lot of times where momentum, fans will get momentum behind specific wrestlers, and Vince McMahon will go out of his way to cool them motherfuckers down. Like, to cool them down so the other person can be featured. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how that shit works. So there was even a situation where there's a dude named Zack Ryder. When like the YouTube shit had just started to come around, all of the internet shit had just started to come around, this nigga got lit on the internet. So like he built up a fan base off of just the internet alone. Like him doing vlogs and shit on YouTube and stuff like that. And it worked. The fans got behind him to the point to where like he wasn't even booked to be on television, and these niggas like The Rock is on in the ring and shit, and the fans are saying Zack Ryder name the whole time, Zack Ryder and shit like that. But Vince McMahon, that's some shit that Vince McMahon didn't do, and if he's not involved in it, he's gonna shut that shit down. So like they fucked over Zack Ryder to the point where he dating a girl and fuck, she making out with John Cena, and then like he had like a nigga push Zack Ryder down the stairs in a wheelchair or some shit just to fuck him up, you know. Mm-hmm. And after that, it's over with, nigga. Now you fucked up, and that's it. You do that shit all the time. It's shitty. And black people can't win in the WWE. That's another thing. That's like them.
I agree.
I don't watch WWE as much as I used to. I kind of watch it for the people that I like the performers that I like. I'm more so into AEW these days because I just like that product a lot more. It feels like that the momentum gonna get behind whoever. The people like in that company versus Vince McMahon saying John Cena and Roman Reigns is the people, so they can't lose, and that's just how it go.
I remember when I stopped watching WWE when The Miz became the champ. So whenever that happened was the time when I stopped watching.
So that's a crazy, Ricky, I'll let you get your question off, but it's some crazy shit about The Miz. But go ahead, Ricky, you wanted to ask a question? So
go ahead and finish off, right? Because it's
like,
take
and I understand you saying that you stopped watching when The Miz won because it was like some shit that just didn't make sense. But the only reason why The Miz won that championship is because John Cena and The Rock were feuding, and neither one of them wanted to be a bad guy. So in order for them to be able to be good guys, they needed The Miz to win that belt, right? But it was never really any plans to do anything with The Miz. So like even after that shit happened, The Miz, they had no plans for that nigga. So basically how WWE works, if you ain't John Cena, there's no plans for you. So after The Miz won the title, that nigga was back to doing like the opening match or the pre-show matches and shit like that. But beyond that, right, The Miz had his breakout performance, like I want to say like maybe like 2-3 years ago, where he did this promo on Daniel Bryan. And he's talking to Daniel Bryan, and he like had this impassioned promo because Daniel Bryan had told this nigga he wrestled like a coward or some shit. And I'll link it to you, Darius. I'll show you the promo. It's amazing. And after that, the fans were really behind this nigga, The Miz, bro. And I was like, yo, this is probably the only time that this nigga could legitimately be like a major player. And then he's doing good shit that whole year. And then WrestleMania come, and they feed the nigga to John Cena. John Cena beats him, and after that, it's over. That nigga don't have, like, it's like, all right, bye. That's it. That's it. Kofi Kingston just won a championship at WrestleMania. That nigga held the belt for all this time, and then they let Brock Lesnar beat that nigga in 6 seconds. That's what Kevin Nash did to Bob Backlund. Bob Backlund held that belt for a year.
Bob Backlund beat Bret Hart in the I Quit match. He Bret Hart the chicken wing for like 15 minutes.
Not for nothing. Bob Blackman is one of the weirdest niggas of all time.
He like a child rapist. I always thought it, but I seen him.
Nah, bro. Before you go to that,
y'all gotta see old Bob Blackman, nigga. That problem child.
He looked like him growing up.
Wait, he's still alive? What the fuck?
That nigga was old then. Yeah, he's still alive.
Bob Backlund was about 50, but I was a shorty.
Bob Backlund gotta be dead.
No, he was.
Yes, he was.
No, he was.
That nigga looked like one of them perverts.
Bob Backlund was old as shit when I was a kid. Exactly, he gotta be like 80, 90. That was
bad.
Bob Backlund is only 71.
That's the hell no. Ain't no way.
He was young, bro.
He was only
71
back when.
Hell no! Ain't no way in hell he only 71. That's crazy. Ain't no way.
I'm glad you brought up that because Darius brought it up. But when I was a kid, me and my brother used to watch wrestling. That's how I know about the Bob Backlund and Kevin Nash thing. I told my brother that the whole crossface chicken wing shit wasn't real. And you can't get hurt in that shit. My brother said, oh, yeah? Nigga, let me tell you.
Yes.
I cried and screamed and passed out. That shit hurt. Don't ever get put in a crossface chicken wing. That shit hurt. I thought wrestling was fake.
I'm not gonna lie.
But that shit, no. If you do that to somebody, you're gonna fuck them up, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
It probably do hurt, but that shit don't look good.
That and the
sharpshooter hurt. The finger four hurt. If a nigga put the finger four on you, right? That shit feel like your leg gonna come off.
That nigga said the finger four, nigga.
Figure four, same like shit, nigga. Nigga. You know what I'm talking about.
You're a nasty nigga. But this is what I wanted to ask y'all, because this has been bugging me all day. All right.
I think he has.
And this has been episode 19 of the
Week. I think he dipped in that. I think he did. They close as shit. That's his right hand.
They have such a close relationship, according to like. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know they were so tight. And I was reading like this article because I got like lost in a YouTube thing. And that shit popped up and it made me go read some shit. And I didn't know that they were like, nigga, Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart talk like me and you talk, damn. Like, would you ever really think that?
They cool as shit. I've been through that. That's a lot. He fucked with her heavy. Like, right.
There ain't no way in hell they was friends that long.
Yeah. For years.
I didn't even know they had a TV show. Like, it was so much shit that I found out. I didn't like Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. I never knew. And I was wondering, you think he plugged that? Like Martha Stewart looked like she threw it back.
I think he tapped
game
it.
Left. Still, he was like, nope, I'm not doing
here,
this.
Nigga. I just, nigga.
Right.
Oh, this nigga can talk about a peg leg pirate doing a spinneroony, but he won't talk about Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. You know what, nigga? Good night. Good night. You to rest. You a hater.
I just thought that. I thought the show was over. Man. I thought we was just talking. Nigga, about damn,
I wonder if like.
I thought you was really trying to like. Martha Stewart giving Snoop Dogg some pussy, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
It probably funny as him.
Nigga, that'd probably be the best.
I bet he knocked the old ass down.
I'm gonna be honest. Like, the reason why I shut the fuck up, nigga, because I started thinking about, all right, nigga, these niggas is talking about this shit. How the fuck do I get this shit onto the show, nigga? Like, I gotta edit, nigga. I gotta chop around, nigga.
Oh, no.
I'm surprised you ain't know that.
I was just they've been cool.
But Darius, I know y'all was talking about that Martha Stewart shit. There's some wrestling shit called Dark Side of the Ring.
Oh yeah, I watched that. Like, they do. Oh yeah, I watched most of them.
That shit is amazing, bro. Hey Ricky, they be talking about niggas who was wrestlers who was like into like the mob life, and the mob ran down on niggas and shot them up and shit, nigga. All types of shit, nigga. Dino Bravo was with the mafia and shit. He was doing that shit on the side, nigga. They killed that.
The wildest one I see, but homie got stabbed.
Was that nigga who used?
He's talking about the. Are you talking
was that
about
that nigga
one,
who used to come out to the ring?
Yeah, that was the wildest one I seen. That was some wild shit.
The reason why it's so wild is because the dude got
right. That's why it was so wild. Like he stabbed in front of everybody and get away with that shit. I was like, damn.
No, he stabbed that nigga in the shower. Them niggas went to the side and talked, and he stabbed that nigga up. Bruiser Brody was a motherfucker, nigga. That nigga Bruiser Brody was crazy. It's a video of Bruiser Brody and Lex Luger in the ring, and they having a match, and you can tell that Bruiser Brody is what's the word when you need somebody to go along with you? He's not going along with whatever supposed to be.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like he's not complying with what they're supposed to be doing. Bruiser Brody was just doing whatever he wanted to do, and them niggas was having a cage match. That nigga Lex Luger climbed the cage and just left, nigga.
Damn.
I'm not doing this with you, nigga. You're gonna fuck me up. That nigga got the fuck, nigga. No, he's still alive. Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, you know what? I never knew that he had a big part of Miss Elizabeth's death like that when I seen the Macho Man story. Or what's that? Miss Elizabeth story. I can't remember which one.
They was just getting high. They used to get high, nigga. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, they say he the one who put her on that shit.
I highly doubt that. Like on heroin, she probably was doing that shit way before.
No, I had a documentary with how the show went. They were saying like he was the one
that
put
her
on
Macho
that
Man.
Shit because she wasn't on that when she was with Macho Man.
Macho was a crazy motherfucker in his own right.
That motherfucker. That shit made me hate Lex Luger, and I seen that. I'm like, oh, he a piece of shit. Drugs. Like, what the fuck?
You know, it's a video, right? It's a video of is Macho Man having a match with the Ultimate Warrior, and then Macho Man loses the match with the Ultimate Warrior, but then Miss Elizabeth comes down, and this is behind the scenes. This is after they had already been like, you know, they're not no longer together in real life, right. But Miss Elizabeth comes down. They're in the ring, and they kind of like. They patch it up. They kind of get back together and shit. They, you know, whatever. And like, it's people in the crowd crying and shit.
I remember that. That's how old I am, nigga. I remember that
shit. So that's how old I am. So that happened. But what's crazy is after Ultimate Warrior beat Macho Man, what's her name? Shirley? What's her name, Darius?
You talking about Shirley?
What's her name? What's the other female wrestler? She had that like that staticky ass voice. She used to be with Shawn Michaels.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. What the fuck Michaels. Is her name? What's the fucking name to be with Shawn Michaels?
Scary Sherry.
And she was with Harlem Heat. She was with Harlem.
Yeah, remember that? Was it Scary Sherry?
Harlem Heat and all of them.
Sherry, what is her whole name though, right? Sherry Martel. Sensational Sherry, that's her name.
Yeah, okay.
Sensational Sherry. There you go, Rick. You was right though. Her name was Scary Sherry. But the thing that make it crazy is at the time, also Macho Man was a bad guy, so he was with Sherry Martel. And then he had a match with the Ultimate Warrior. And then at the end of the match, when Sherry Martel turns on Macho Man and start beating the shit out of him. Miss Elizabeth comes down and makes the save. All the people that was involved in that shit are dead now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Ultimate Warrior, Sherry Martel.
Ultimate Warrior made me want to do cocaine. Because I thought that's how he got his powers, because that nigga was crazy. That nigga used to just run out
be on charge,
and run right back out the ring.
That nigga's be on 10, Joe. He's run fast as hell to the ring, just jumping that bump and shaking the rope. What the fuck wrong with this?
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy about the Ultimate Warrior?
He couldn't wrestle.
It's like that nigga.
that nigga died. That nigga died, and they act like that nigga just became like a new person. It's so many videos really? On the internet of that nigga saying the craziest shit about people. Like about gay people.
I heard a lot of people didn't like him. Like in the locker room.
They didn't. That nigga, they said that nigga was tough to work with.
Yeah, they said they didn't like him in the locker room.
At one time, that nigga held the company hostage, nigga. He told, hey, Vince, give me more money. I'm not doing the show, nigga. So Vince gave that nigga more money and then fired his ass after he did that show.
Oh, it sounded like the ultimate war.
That's a piece of shit.
I'm going to start the verse and not finish it, and you're going to give me more money.
Yeah, because that old dirty bastard of Brad Carey story is one of the funniest stories I've ever heard in my fucking life.
that nigga, Ultimate Warrior used to be like,
I'm not gonna
the
lie,
power of the warriors.
Until I saw Sting run out to the ring full speed.
You're right. You're not as off as you think. They were together as a tag team called the Blade Runners before they separated and went off and did their
own thing. I didn't even know that thing.
Kept the face. They kept the face paint, but they were the Blade Runners. It's like a knockoff. It was basically a knockoff,
The Road Warriors.
What do I think?
Because I remember one time.
Knockoff of the Road Warriors, like everybody.
I remember one time. Yeah, because
Road Warriors was shit.
Spree to slide in like he normally did, and he fucked up and he hit his knee and like shattered his whole knee on the ring, and they just stopped the entire show and they had to pull him off. That shit was wild. I don't know if y'all remember that from way back in the day.
I remember that happened with Vince. He fucked both his knees up. You remember that day?
Oh no, that really happened.
Yeah,
What happened was it was the match with John Cena and Batista. It was the Royal Rumble, but it was actually that really happened. That it was a mistake that both of them went out at the same time. So they were trying to figure it out. They were trying to figure out what to do. So Vince comes down and he's like talking shit or whatever. He slams his coat. He climbs into the ring.
Yeah,
he tore both of his quads.
The pain that he had to be like, in. Oh my God.
He tore both of his. So this nigga is on Ricky. He's on the floor. He cannot get up and he has to communicate to people like, yo.
He tried to stand up and fell down like, oh shit.
He was like, I just tore both of my quads.
If you want me to stomp this son of a bitch on you, yeah, hell yeah. That's what he should have did. Just let Stone Cold beat his ass.
I just sent the picture of the
shit I ever the seen wrestling chat. Just Stone Cold pulled the pistol out.
Wow, that's crazy. Damn, I never knew that. And I thought I knew anything about wrestling from back then.
That's literally where they got their start.
I never knew they was together.
It's crazy because before I actually started to like I never knew about Surfer Sting. I remember playing the video games and seeing the blonde Sting with the colorful face paint, and I never put two and two together because Crow Sting is just so different.
I hated the other Sting. I only liked the Crow Sting. I hated the other one. He was a Bret Hart knockoff to me. He had the same moves.
I'm not gonna lie, that nigga wish he was a Bret Hart knockoff, nigga. You better chill out saying stupid shit like that. That nigga was nowhere near that nigga.
I'm talking about he had the sharpshooter, he called him the Scorpion Deathlock. His same move.
Oh, that's why, nigga. You didn't like that nigga because they both had this.
No,
he took Bret Hart move.
I think Dima had the better move I thought that was dope how he did it with his hands.
Oh yeah, that move was fire. Yeah, Dean Malenko's a fire.
Dean was a motherfucker. He was just too small.
He had all the moves though.
he definitely had all the moves, nigga. But do y'all know how? And this is some of the best. This is the shit that made me love wrestling. Shit like this. Do y'all know what started Sting's Crow gimmick?
Didn't he get his ass beat up by NWO?
It wasn't the NWO.
Didn't he get his ass beat up by the NWO?
Same one more time, Rick. No, so this is what happened. It was a match. I think it was what's the match? What they call a match when they used to have the four rings? Darius, do you remember?
That ain't the Elimination Chamber, definitely.
It's not Elimination. I'm talking about like WCW.
Yeah, WCW. Like I can't remember the name of that shit.
Four rings.
But I know what you're talking about.
I forget what it's called. But they had one of those where it was the four rings, and like a fake Sting came out. A fake Sting came out and turned on them niggas or some shit.
I remember that.
And then Sting was trying to tell them niggas, like, yo, that wasn't me. Y'all niggas don't believe me. That wasn't me. So when his people turned on him, that nigga started that Crow gimmick. And what happened was he would sit up at the top of the Raptors in the stands by himself and just watch. And he did that shit for months. He wasn't talking about nothing. He wasn't doing nothing. And that's what started his gimmick, because his people turned on him thinking that he did some shit that he really didn't do. Bro, that long-term storytelling was amazing, bro. And do y'all know who told
Eric Bischoff, no?
Sting to do that gimmick?
LaRusso?
it was Scott Hall. Scott Hall gave...
Scott Hall, my nigga, Razor Ramon.
He was like, yo, I think you can do this. I think you can do this gimmick. I think it'll be good for you. I think, to me, Razor Ramon is probably one of, like, the coolest wrestlers, like, look-wise ever.
My nigga, Darius, like,
this nigga look cool. Yeah,
he had the look.
That nigga look cool.
He liked the poppies, because Razor Ramon was straight up a fucking poppy from the bodega. That nigga came out with the toothpick and just flicked that shit.
For real.
I'm just talking about his look. Like, that nigga used to wear the vest. And, like, he used to come out, he had the razors on him, and when he come out, he'd have his hands to the side and shit. And then he flicked the
toothpick in your face.
The toothpick at the camera, and then he start doing that.
That nigga looked like a puppy.
That nigga was cool as fuck.
I used to fucking Razor Ramon heavy, man.
Razor?
Cocaine?
And everybody know what that gimmick is, right?
Tony Montana?
Scarface.
Yes,
totally about time. Yeah. Definitely Scarface. And we having too much fun on this show.
Y'all niggas is some losers. Y'all be fucking... Y'all know all the wrestling shit. Y'all say like Jaden Smith, you know, fucking marks.
I'm definitely a loser, nigga. I'm a loser, man.
Ricky, no bullshit. I love wrestling, man.
I do too. I used to be a big fan of wrestling, man. I'm talking about a huge fan. I used to watch it all the time until when The Miz came to champion. I ain't watched it since, so I don't be knowing what the fuck we doing.
Like I tell people, bro, I stopped watching wrestling for a long time. What's funny is I tell people what got me back into wrestling is when I saw that Kurt Hennig's son, his name was Curtis Axel. When Kurt Hennig's son debuted, I was like, oh shit, let me watch this. Granted, he fell off. That nigga became nothing. But I came back and started watching it again after that. But I always tell people, I say, when wrestling is done correctly, it is some of the best shit ever. Like, when the storytelling is good, all that
I stopped watching wrestling. Some of the best shit ever. Mark Henry got Mae Young pregnant and they had a glove.
I remember that shit.
So like Mark Henry, right? Like Mark Henry had a moment where he it's a thing that he did with John Cena. That was a great moment, like him doing that. Like the Kofi Kingston story, him building up and him having his moment with Daniel Bryan and winning the championship at WrestleMania and shit. Like when the storytelling is done well. For the build-up, it could kind of make you suspend disbelief for a second. Like, you know, and actually be completely, like, when Undertaker lost, nigga.
That the first time when like, they put him in the casket and he came out the Titantron when the lightning hit it and all that stuff, and he was like, I'll be back or whatever. I think it was during, like, one of the Survival Series or some shit like that. Maybe even a Royal Rumble. But, no, it was a casket match. It was definitely a casket match. They closed that casket on him. Killed him off or whatever, and then it came out of the Titantron when the lightning hit. I remember that shit as a kid because that shit was fire.
Oh, that was a match he had with Yokozuna.
Fucking did the hip toss.
Yeah, he beat Yokozuna though. He threw Yokozuna fat ass in that casket. I remember.
The match I'm talking about, Ricky, when that nigga lost that WrestleMania
to Brock Lesnar, right?
I was like.
I remember it was so big on the internet when that shit happened. Like everybody was fucking confused.
Why did Vince McMahon make Undertaker lose that match, bro?
But I thought Undertaker had got hurt. Didn't they say that? Wasn't that the story behind?
He did have a concussion. He legit had a concussion, but he was set to lose.
He was set to lose anyway. Oh, okay. I thought they had switched it.
He had.
I thought they had switched it mid fight because he had got hurt. They was like, "Fuck it, we just
go." Nah, you don't switch no nigga. You don't switch. That nigga was 20.
Now, let me tell you how I know that WrestleMania loses. Because I remember it was Kurt Angle tried to hit the moonsault on Brock Lesnar, completely missed. Theodore broke his neck, and Brock Lesnar kind of just laid on the floor and put what's his name? Kurt Angle's like hand over his thing and just let him pin. And I just laughed because I was like, they fucked up. This nigga's dead. This nigga is dead.
and look, Ricky, to make your point even more, when Stone the Cold broke his neck, remember when Owen Hart broke?
Yeah, he power drive him.
He broke his neck. Stone Cold still won that match.
He so like, did.
He just did like a weak ass roll up because he said I had no power. I couldn't like do anything. So like he just like Owen Hart just laid down, let him pin him, like you know. And like it was one of them.
Because when Stone Cold legitimately broke his fucking neck, WCW, Stunning Steve Austin, he came over as the ringmaster for the Million Dollar Man. No, he had his like own belt and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the Million Dollar Belt.
But you know what's crazy? Before he got to WWE, he went with Paul, the person that really helped him carve out his gimmick. He went to ECW with Paul Heyman. And he wasn't wrestling. He was just cutting promos. This is how great of a wrestling mind that Paul Heyman is. Paul Heyman is the person that created basically what became Mick Foley's character. You know, not saying like the entire Mankind gimmick, but he gave Mick Foley his chops with the talking pretty much. And he also gave Stone Cold Steve Austin most of his gimmick because Stone Cold was over there cutting promos on everybody. And then he go into what you said, the ringmaster shit. And he said when he came in there, and this is how you know Vince McMahon don't be watching shit. He said when he came in there, this nigga Stone Cold was in ECW talking his ass off. He said when he went to WWE, Vince McMahon told that nigga he couldn't talk. He don't want him to talk. Ted DiBiase is gonna do all the talking for you.
Nigga, fuck what? That, nigga. Money, Ted DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase had
a house. I used to put money in people's mouth.
But you're right. I was just about to say that. But I was just showing that I didn't realize Ted DiBiase was racist because he had his little. Bentley. What was his name? Bentley.
His name was Virgil, nigga.
Virgil.
Do you know? He had
that little black nigga with him.
This is another fun fact, Darius. Do you know whose real name is Virgil?
Who?
That was a diss to Dusty Rhodes, nigga. Dusty Rhodes' real name is Virgil.
Really? Didn't know that.
All I know is the Million Dollar Man will whoop your ass and stuck $100 in your mouth. I used to think that shit was the funniest thing.
Put you in the Million Dollar Dream, boy.
I used to be his friend with all the wrestling moves. That shit was horrible. That was probably a little brother duty. Come here, nigga. We put you in $1 million. Oh, shit. I'm going to sleep. Help. That's how that shit used to go.
that nigga, Ted DiBiase was
the truth. Remember that stupid shit?
Yeah, I remember
IRS. Ted DiBiase was a motherfucker, though. Ted DiBiase was a motherfucker. That nigga had been, that's the thing. These niggas had been wrestling years before, but you don't know them until, like, they really find their gimmick. Because that nigga, like, before he became the nigga who he became with that gimmick in WWE, that nigga had been wrestling before. He had no facial hair shit. But once he got to WWE with that fucking gimmick, with that $1 million man shit, laughing, ha, 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 everybody got a price. They got videos of that nigga like telling kids like, for such and such money, if you could do this, I'll give you some money. Like he told a little kid, if you could dribble this basketball 10 times, I'll give you some money. And the little kid bouncing the ball, he gets to eight, he kicks the ball out of his head.
Oh, he was.
Exactly. That was his character. He was Donald Trump.
it's actually a video of Ted DiBiase telling the kid, if you kiss my feet, I'll give you such and such money. And guess what that kid turned out to be?
Who?
RVD. Nigga, RVD kissed that nigga's feet.
That nigga, Darius' favorite wrestler was New Jack. It wasn't no damn Bret Hart. I know.
Man, I didn't know about New Jack. See, I went into...
You nigga, you gotta watch... Rick, you gotta watch New Jack Dark Side.
Oh, man, that shit was amazing. I didn't know about dude like that. Because I went into ECW like that. When I was short, I was just WCW and WAF kid. I ain't know shit about ECW like that.
Fucking matches, man. Sabu was with it.
Yeah, see, I know about all that though. Like
New Jack got some of the craziest shoot interviews, nigga. That nigga don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he ain't give a fuck.
New Jack, the one that told me, he said that one of them chicks from ECW, Devon was cheating on his wife with the chick in ECW, and then he said one day nigga came in there with a video, and on the video. On the video, the chick that Devon was cheating on his wife with is on there sucking the dick with another bitch or whatever. He was like, look, that's your girl on that sucking dick. Look, they playing. Look how they fighting over the load. They playing with it, nigga. You was about to be your wife for her. Look at her.
Yeah, I'd have whooped. But she didn't like play with dude. He wanted to be played with. That's...
Ricky New Jack was like that, nigga. That nigga New Jack.
Yeah, he'd have murdered his ass. That's why they ain't fuck with dude.
That nigga New Jack cut mass transit up so bad, nigga.
He tried to kill that nigga. He tried to kill a couple niggas in the ring. I don't know how he still was wrestling.
So he wasn't rock too tight.
That nigga New Jack, and that's another situation with Paul Heyman, bro. That's Paul Heyman. Well, I think that was Jim Cornette, huh?
It might have been Jim Cornette.
Yeah, that might have been Jim Cornette, but that nigga New Jack said, "Here's a special shout out to my homie OJ."
Oh my lord!
Keep putting in the good work. One more
that nigga,
of them down.
That nigga was Nola Raw. That's who that was.
For real, that sound like some shit he'd say.
Ricky, this nigga was slicing motherfuckers though, bro.
But he threw that nigga off that thing. He said he tried to kill his ass. I was like, this nigga.
That nigga New Jack will play the accordion on your head with a knife.
I remember them days. ECW was wild. I was like, what is this shit? These niggas are crazy.
Yeah, ECW was super wild back then.
Justin Credible had the manager bitch. Like, that was her name.
ECW had the people back then. Because I remember I used to watch WAF and WCW. They'd be chanting ECW at every event. I used to be like, these niggas just take the people. They had the people at that time. But Vince had the money. You know how that
is. Rey Mysterio, Chris Jericho, Eddie Guerrero. All them niggas was there. And what was so crazy about it was ECW became that shit where, like, them niggas was doing that extreme wrestling where they cutting niggas up. Like, fucking, what's homie name? I forget that nigga name.
Hardcore
he
Charlie?
Was like the hardcore nigga. He would always wear the leather pants, nigga. Not hardcore. You talking about?
He was the dude who used to fight Texas Charlie or some shit like that. He used to fight with Mankind all the time. He was the old man who would fall on the taps and shit.
You talking about the dude that's to be with Mick Foley?
Oh, you think about Terry Funk?
Yeah, Terry Funk. You ain't talking about Terry Funk? That's what I'm thinking about.
That's what he's talking about. I'm talking about Tommy Dreamer.
Yeah, Tommy Dreamer. Okay, his manager or sidekick. Yeah, her name was Bitch.
That was his wife.
Hilarious. That was his wife. Take advantage of that. There goes Bitch. Because I was trying to curse in front of the adults. Like, I was trying to take advantage of that. There goes Bitch. And everybody was just kind of looking at me like, well, her name is Bitch. And then, yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to say?
But I'm going to let y'all go because it's late as fuck and I only got one hair going anyway, so.
All right, man.
That shit was fun. Right. I don't even know if we got a podcast. But hell yeah. It was fun.
I don't even know either. They ain't gonna be a miracle. It's a miracle chopping this shit up.
He's gonna be like, this is the show. Have a good day.
All right, fellas.
How about this your player?
Moving on.
You said in the Warriors.
Moving on.
In the Warriors' time of need. Clay steps up and he saves the day.
I ain't said none of that. And you lying, nigga. I ain't said that shit.
You said that shit, nigga. You said you seen Clay take over games.
I said he saved the day. Get the fuck out of here, Derek. Yeah. I don't care about how gangster is, nigga. You about to lie on me to my fucking audience, nigga. Fuck wrong with you, nigga.
Damn. In a clutch moment, if I do clutch things during a clutch game in time of need to win that game to ensure that we
talk
go to the
that
next
nigga,
one,
right? Am I not talking about?
Listen,
there is no next day if I don't win this game. And you're saying you've seen him multiple times come in and take us to that next
fact.
Game.
So he saved the day. So again, for the
maybe
audience,
he didn't
right?
say that.
This is what's happening. This is what.
So
this
is
what
you, Jermaine Dupri. What the fuck you keep
I just
saying?
Had
so
with Darius, where I had to big up Clay, right? And now Ricky is forcing me to engage in an argument where I have to disclaim. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the win that I got against Darius, and I'm going to tell Ricky,
shut the fuck up. Well, you lost to me, isn't it?
I'm going to tell Ricky, shut the fuck up. And we're going to leave it like that. We're going to leave it like that, nigga.
Who's Ricky? Look, it ain't my fault that you said some stupid shit that you regret. That's the truth. And all I did was go, I just want to make sure for verification, that's what you said. So if you feel that telling me shut the fuck's going to make you feel better about what you're going to end up having to listen to later.
For real, because you
lost. Niggas trying to jump me on the podcast right now. Listen, fuck Klay Thompson, nigga. And fuck Paul Pierce, nigga. And fuck Darius. And fuck Ricky, nigga.
It's Dame,
nigga. What's up, nigga? What's up, nigga? Fuck all y'all niggas, man. I ain't going for that Dame. Shit, nigga.
This is
nigga,
what I'm going.
I told niggas I was pussy in the past, nigga. I lied, nigga. I ain't no pussy, nigga.
No, you did.
No, you mad. You mad pussy. You mad pussy and your heroes are pussy. Because no matter what you say, this will never change. Klay has 3 rings. How many does Carmelo have?
But I'm a Curry fan too, though. Why you ain't mention Curry, though?
Nigga, Curry's not your number one. You don't fucking cut your head off and put it on Curry on the internet. You do that with Carmelo.
So Ricky, I ain't never cut both our heads off and put them on Klay and Curry body before.
Nigga, you tried to do that to be like, hey,
look, my homie know. Hey, Darius, he shot. My homie know that I did that for his birthday, though. He said that, nigga.
Hey, Dame, but let me tell you this. When you want to share those victories, when we walk around 750 with championships doing big things since we body and shit, then you want to be Steph Curry.
I'm solidified with this Curry shit, nigga. So niggas already know what it is with me. Darius going to be on the podcast and agree with you because it's what the momentum is right now. But even that nigga know that I frontline for Curry, nigga. So
You a Melo fan first. Damn. Curry is second.
This nigga is going to agree with you tooth and nail, nigga. It don't matter, nigga.
Dang. No, this is the funny part. Carmelo's not even Iverson, then Carmelo. Iverson just don't play, so he can't sit there. I've also seen you put your head on Drew Brees and every other Saint player. And them niggas let you down all the time.
What are we doing? How long are we going to talk about this shit? Well, goddamn, nigga. Niggas have... It's so much momentum behind this nigga. That this nigga Ricky cannot fucking stop himself, nigga. That nigga just keep going and keep going and keep going, nigga. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
You telling me this though? Ain't like he lying.
Hey, Darius, you co-sign everything this nigga say, nigga.
But he's not lying though. If he was lying, I would say he was lying. I'm a real nigga, but he's not.
Hey, Ricky, this Darius, so now he could be on my side.
What's the okay, nigga? Your team's 4-1. Ha ha, Mr. Bitch.
Thank you. That's compliment. I appreciate it.
Like, what do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, they are. They are.
Bulls is trash. Y'all ain't been since Jordan.
Nigga, you ain't trying to see. I'm trying hard. What do you want me to tell you?
Nigga, ha ha. You had a Justin Timberlake song.
That was funny, nigga. That was the joke y'all ever saying.
I'm letting these niggas lead the podcast from now on out. These niggas not going to be missing me the whole fucking podcast, nigga. Anytime I talk, these niggas got something crazy to say to me. This nigga Ricky diss every athlete. This nigga Ricky dissing my idols and shit, nigga. Like, nigga, you got to calm the fuck down, Ricky. You got to calm down, nigga.
I didn't even diss your idols. I just said that I'm glad you were recognized that Klay.
All right, fuck it then. All right, fuck it then, nigga. Why the fuck Klay don't always show up, nigga? Let's get into it.
Let's talk about it, nigga.
Why Klay don't always show up, nigga?
Oh, okay. You know why he don't always
bullshit,
show up?
Nigga.
Because Curry was
that's bullshit.
The fucking ball.
That's
we
bullshit.
Beat up 30 points. No. Let me talk, nigga. You're asking me to explain? I'm explaining. Curry's so much of a bitch that Curry went out and had Draymond beg fucking KD to come. And then when KD couldn't show up, he was sitting there looking in the finals like, Klay, can you save us in this game 6? And Klay was like, nigga, sit back. I got you. Klay fucking broke his ACL, fucking ran back to the locker room and was like, no, I can't let this bitch nigga by himself because it's going to look bad. Came out, shot the free throws and was going to still keep going until Curry and them were like, no, nigga, we're going to need you for 2021 to hold us down because Curry's going to break it through the bitch-ass wrist and not play for the season because he can't do it without fucking help because he's too small. He's too fragile.
I just would like to know, when the Warriors lost, to the Cavaliers in 2016, where was Clay? I just want to know. Where was Clay?
Oh, you mean the same Clay that in game five when Draymond wasn't there, put in 37, where Curry couldn't do anything because he was crying about being trapped?
I would also like to know Clay Thompson? How much did Clay Thompson average in that series?
Go look it up, nigga. I'm not a fucking walking goddamn thesaurus for Clay Thompson.
Dame, tell him. Tell that nigga what Clay asked, nigga.
Tell me.
My man. Clay would never get 20 points a game.
Ooh.
Cool. What he averaged? That's cool. What did Curry do to win? He the MVP. You the most valuable player. You can't take over the game and win everything. LeBron can do it. LeBron can do it. KD can do it as an MVP. Let's name some other MVPs who step up and do what they need to do. Clay's the number one.
True.
Curry's the number one option. That's his team, right? How you get Iguodala? How you get Iguodala taking the finals MVP? Let's talk about that. Six man, then they go off the bench.
So,
MVP in the finals. But Curry's the unanimous MVP.
Hey, Darius, you heard what he said, right?
Two times.
He said, He said Iguodala was the MVP. You know who he didn't say was the MVP?
Clay Thompson.
How does a nigga off the bench come and take the finals MVP from Clay Thompson too, nigga? Why you talking, nigga? Huh?
Talk to him, man.
The fuck? Oh, very, very.
Man, shut your ass. Shut the fuck up, man.
He got out there. He did what?
That nigga said it wasn't his assignment.
What? It wasn't his assignment. His assignment wasn't to make up for Curry. They put Iguodala out there and was like, yo, this nigga can't guard nobody. We need a man out here. Clay's kind of tired because he's been guarding everybody. Oh, well, let's talk about that. What does Curry do besides shoot threes?
He passes.
He really don't pass because the nigga turn over every time he do it. Hey, guys, look. I'm going to go behind the back and bounce off my elbow.
He like, sure did that in game seven and clutch time. He sure did.
Hey, Darius, can Clay Thompson even dribble?
Yeah, he could dribble. Clay Johnson is so phenomenal at dribbling that he dribbled 11 times in one game and scored 60 points. Has Curry done that?
Hey, that nigga.
Curry scored 60 look.
Points in the game with 11 dribbles and don't have no MVPs to show for it. That's crazy.
That's okay. He also put up 37 in the quarter, and Curry just watching.
Curry passed that nigga the ball.
It's a popularity contest. That's okay. Like Curry.
Oh shit! Talk that shit. He can't control his bitch shit.
And you know what's crazy, Darius? You know, in the first championship that the Warriors won, I want to ask Darius if Ricky, if you could be quiet for a second, please. I know that you're enraged because I'm dissing Clay Thompson, but if you would be so kind as to just be quiet for a second and let me ask Darius this question. Hey, Darius, in the 2015 NBA Finals when the Warriors won, how many points do you think? I'll start with this. How many points do you think Stephen Curry averaged?
With like 25, 26, something like that.
He averaged 26. How many points do you think Andre Iguodala averaged?
What about 16, 17, something like that?
16 points. All right, and this is the capper. And after this, if Ricky doesn't feel like he needs to reply, because you know he will, he's going to want to reply, but how many points do you think Klay Thompson averaged in the 2015 NBA Finals?
I'm going to say about 18.
Like five?
You would be wrong, sir. Klay Thompson actually averaged less points than Andre Iguodala with a whopping 15 points
I did not know that.
With a whopping 15 points a game, nigga.
Now, Darius, let's figure out why Clay had to do that. How many times did Curry guard?
Because Dellavedova was getting his ass the business.
It's amazing how Dellavedova gave that nigga the business, and he still got 26. But this nigga Clay can't get 15. That couldn't get 15. That's wild.
No, that is wild. 15.
That's wild as shit.
I thought Clay had more than that. I'm gonna be real. I thought he had more than 15.
So,
Kyrie wasn't there. Kyrie was not there, if you forget. Kyrie was not there. He wasn't there, so it was nobody for Curry to really guard to attack him. Because Kyrie wasn't there, nigga. And you know where we're going to smoke. And this is, hold on, before you go. And this is where we smoke it, Darius. You know what's crazy about Clay only getting 15 a game? The nigga Andre Iguodala had to guard LeBron James the whole series. And he got more points than Klay.
False. Not the whole series. The last three games, he did guard.
False. No, that's false. Because we can go back and watch the tape, and you can watch Draymond, Klay, but that was, and Iguodala. All
play him ball. More.
Those are the bodies that he put on.
That was the main reason, bro. That was the main reason.
Nope, we can go back and watch because Iggy didn't even really guard LeBron because he don't put up like 30-something fucking points and people are screaming, hey, man, I know you didn't win, but you might want to get MVP for this because you played that damn good by locking, air quotations, LeBron up.
7% from the field.
That's crazy. Narrative. It sounds like you're saying that Stephen Curry should have won that finals MVP.
No, Iggy won it and he deserved that shit. Fuck you talking about.
No. Curry let on Australia man about, named Dela Dovig.
It was
how
his
you,
boom.
How you locking him up? That really happened.
Yeah, because remember he got hurt, he got sick and everything. He had to go to the hospital and shit. Remember them first couple games, he was on his ass.
That's crazy.
That nigga was dehydrated the whole night.
So Iggy wasn't on LeBron the whole time.
He was. I don't care what Ricky said. I say
that's great. It's like he mixing. It's like Ricky mixing his arguments.
No, damn.
That's fine. Insane. So wait.
I'm not mixing arguments at all.
Wait a minute.
Arguments at all. But let's ask the real question. Dame. No. Let's
now
let's
I'm on Curry's dick.
Wow. Because you're
wow.
Can't do that. No,
I'm,
you are.
If I'm on,
you
if
are.
I'm, if I'm on, if that's I'm on Curry's dick right
Curry
now,
dick.
Nigga.
Curry dick
that nigga,
with rice.
That nigga, Klay Thompson's dick is coming through your asshole and not your mouth right now, nigga. And that's how you talking to us. That's what.
No. No, because you're looking. You're sitting up here looking up every stats, but I'm gonna ask you to look for this stat. Because once you find this, I'll stop this whole debate. I'll shut up and I'll declare everything. How many points have Melo averaged in the finals?
Answer that, Dave, for real. And I want to hear the answer.
Who did you guard? Why did you get MVP?
So, like, is that like your fail safe for when you're getting your ass whipped, you just go back to Carmelo? You go back to Carmelo?
That's not
you
a fail
safe. You got smoked, nigga. That nigga averaged 15 points in the finals, nigga. Shut the fuck
no,
up.
No, I'm just
nigga.
Asking a question.
He averaged what?
Nigga, that nigga Klay Thompson averaged 15 points in the finals, nigga. Shut the fuck up, nigga.
That's 15 more than Melo did.
Like, I'm not bothered by this. You're like, oh, your man only scored 15. Cool. As a second option off of running off of screens. Cool. Like, this is, like, what, year three for him? Like, what year did Melo get to the finals?
I'm just saying this. I'm more than sure that
this nigga's
been
the number one option.
Melo Anthony got to play with Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Stephen Curry. Probably would have a chip. He probably would have a chip.
Niggas, you're about to rape somebody?
He's
like,
all
fucking Hannibal Lecter. Ladies,
look at
you.
That.
Clarice.
This nigga, yo, dog, Ricky, I'm not letting that stay in the podcast, nigga. You're not about to ask me if I'm about to rape somebody, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Nigga, you sounded crazy. You were like, ladies, I love you.
I started laughing because I said that after what Darius said. Staying in the podcast, nigga. You're not asking me if I'm ready to fuck out of here, nigga.
This nigga sounded crazy.
I definitely sounded crazy.
You ass laugh you had too, nigga. If I
all that shit going, nigga. The next thing before he shoots somebody. So Cardi B got a new deal. How y'all niggas feel about that?
Hell no. You keep that freak.
I'ma be honest. I can't even think right anymore because I don't know
what the Super Bowl is.
That nigga's like ladies. That nigga sound like the ending of Unsolved Mysteries or some shit. Or like the thriller.
Whole podcast, dog.
Nigga, you can't right. do that in yourself.
God, I don't damn, nigga, that. You don't have to always take the bait, though, nigga. Sometimes you can just, like, I'm going to let my nigga breathe on this one. I'm going to let him live this time, nigga.
We could have let you breathe on that because you said, I love the ladies.
Yo, Darius, shut the fuck up, nigga. All right, man. Getting this shit back on track.